This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1987.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, it's our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play, and everywhere we'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our son. There is all you need in Jesus once you come along.
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. We've been waiting for you. We are your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. In addition to lots of good music, we'll have a Kids Talk feature today. And, of course, we'll tell you a story as well. Perhaps some of you have been to the beach and you've picked up some shells. Did you see any broken ones? Did you think perhaps that they were no good? Today's story is called Broken Shells, and the lesson is about the importance of each individual. In keeping with that, the young people who are joining us for Kids Talk are going to share what they think about the subject of abortion. On this particular program, we're going to be featuring music from one of our Children's Bible Hour albums, one we put out a few years ago in connection with Child Evangelism Fellowship. They have a book called Growing Songs for Children, and we put out a cassette using many of the songs from the book. Let's listen as the choir starts out with a song that tells us, it's good to give thanks unto the Lord.
It is good to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to His name.
And another song from the same album is a good song of praise. It's called I Praise Him. Listen.
I praise Him for the sunshine. I praise Him for the rain. I praise Him for the precious blood that cleanses every stain. I praise Him for His mercy. I praise Him for His grace. I praise Him for that happy day when I shall see His.
Cousins, you're doing such a good job today, and I love your praise songs. Let's have one more song of praise. It's an old-timer, but oh, it's such a good one. It's called My Song of Praise.
I'll praise the Lord in the morning. I'll praise the Lord until noon. I'll praise the Lord until eventide ends my praises too soon. I'll praise the Lord every minute. In the morning, I'll praise the Lord until noon. I'll
Mrs. Sue was just 5 years old when this album was put out, and on it she has a praise song too. Thou art a wonderful God.
Thou art a wonderful God. Thou art a wonderful God. Thou madest the mountains, thou madest the sea. Thou madest the songbirds that fly over me. Thou art a wonderful God. Thou art a wonderful God. Thou madest dominion, they broke in thy laws. Thou sendest thy son to redeem us because thou art a wonderful God. Thou art a wonderful God. Oh, cause us to tell thy son's story and then look to the sky, for he's coming again. Thou art a wonderful God. Thou art a wonderful God.
Since we do have such a wonderful God, don't you think that he has a reason for everything that he has made? He is the one who gives us life and health. I think this would be a good time to gather some young people around our studio microphone for a good session of Kids Talk. And away we go on another Kids Talk portion of our program. Now, I've said your names the last time. I think they'd like to hear you say your name.
Joel.
Sherry.
Karen.
Michael.
All right. And these fellas and gals, we've been talking about a lot of interesting subjects over the past several months. And today is another very important one. And this is one that was suggested by the kids themselves. I guess I wouldn't have really thought about it because, of course, when I was 11 and 12 years of age, the subject of abortion never came up. I don't think I ever even knew what it was until I was a teenager. Now, what is abortion? Mike?
It's when the mother doesn't really want the baby and she wants to have it killed, but she really doesn't think it's alive. She doesn't think it's alive, so she thinks it's just still, you know, not born yet and stuff.
Okay. Now, when I was growing up, of course, abortion was wrong. It was against the law. Today, it has been legalized. It was against the law, unless for medical reasons. Which brings me to this question. Do you think there are times during a woman's pregnancy when it's right to have an abortion and when it's wrong? I mean, if that little tissue fetus is only a month old, isn't that all right? At what point does that fetus become a baby? Sherry?
It always is really. It's just so tiny you can't really tell, but it's always alive.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's really no time after a mother finds out that she's pregnant, there's no time that you would feel it's right to have an abortion, right?
Yep.
Okay, Joel, in our conversation just before we turned the mic on, you were talking about maybe a question that a person ought to ask themselves if they're considering an abortion. Why don't you share that with the kids listening?
Okay, if you decide to have abortion or something, ask this to yourself. Would you have been glad if you were aborted?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good question. Would you have been glad if you had been aborted? You wouldn't be here. Now, what about if the doctor says, now, ma'am, your baby, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, your baby is going to be defective mentally. Wouldn't it be all right then, Michael?
I feel that it wouldn't be all right because that baby has a mental problem or a physical problem, that doesn't mean he has to be killed for it and just not be born, because maybe he could help others understand their problem areas like that just by his testimony and stuff, and he'd like to live, and I'm sure if...
That's a neat thought. He'd like to live. That's right. That's right. And God has a purpose for every life that he brings into existence, doesn't he? Sherry?
As a Christian, I think it's wrong, even if they are going to be defective, to abort them, because they're human beings and they're meant to live.
Okay.
If they are defective, it doesn't really matter, because you can still do whatever you want. Mostly.
You can still love them, and I've seen a lot of times where a mentally defective child has really brought a family together, and they love that child, and that child gives love back to them. Mike?
This doesn't have to do with the abortion, but, you know, have you ever heard of the girl Johnny, who
oh yes,
mm-hmm. who got defected or something.
She had an accident, right? A diving accident.
Yes, and she ended up bringing. Right, she's still living, and now she's bringing many people to Christ, and she's mm-hmm. going around churches and made movies and books mm-hmm. about it and how she felt and stuff, and it's really helping others to cope mm-hmm. with problems that they have.
So what you're saying is, whether the defect comes after birth or the defect comes before birth, that person has a reason for existing. All right, Joel?
Well, some doctors say that babies don't have, like, feelings and it won't hurt them at all when they're aborted, but I heard of this movie that it showed
mm-hmm. Silent
that
Scream.
Babies go through a lot of pain when
yes.
it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they
right.
They punch at the, or they try to kick away and try to mm-hmm. get away.
Right. Well, thanks, boys and girls, for your willingness to share those good ideas with us. Let's get back to the music from our Growing Songs for Children album as we hear former CBH duetters Peter, Jay, and Ann sing a song called Hear No Evil.
My ears are made to hear and my eyes are made to see. My lips are made to speak, it is true. But Jesus made them all, their pathways to my soul. I want to keep them pure, wouldn't you? So I'll hear no evil, speak no evil, think no evil thought. My heart belongs to Jesus, with his blood I am bought. I'll hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil thing. I'll use my ears and eyes for him, my lips his praises sing. The Lord gave all for me when he died upon the cross. He loved me with an everlasting love. He lives within my heart, he prays for me each day. I'll trust him and obey, wouldn't you? So I'll hear no evil, speak no evil, think no evil thought. My heart belongs to Jesus, with his blood I am bought. I'll hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil thing. I'll use my ears and eyes for him, my lips his praises sing.
Well, that was a good song. That made me think, and I hope it made you think as well. And with the words of that song in mind, let's take time to pray together.
Always take time to pray. Always take time to pray.
Lord Jesus, help us to remember that each day we can choose to hear those things that are good and helpful, or we can choose to hear those things that are bad for us. We can choose to say those things that are kind and uplifting, or we can choose to say those things which are hurtful and unkind. We can choose to see and watch those things that will help us and build us up, or we can choose to use our eyes in a wrong way. Lord, help us to do and say and think those things that are pleasing to you. We thank you for this time together with our friends around the world, and we pray your blessing upon each one, that you will meet their needs. Thank you again, in Jesus' name, amen.
Always take time to pray.
Let's take time to squeeze in a quickie quiz today, okay? I know we've just had one, but I also know you like them. So choose up teams at home and see if you can get the questions before our fellows and gals in the studio. We'll give the first question to the girls. By the way, if the girls happen to get an answer, Mr. Ken, what are we going to hear? Oh, that's pretty. And if the boys happen to get an answer, we're going to hear... All right, we'll give the first question to the girls. Now, I'm going to do this in rhyme, all right? And the answers are all women from the Bible. Okay, I'm going to give you a little poem, and you tell me the woman who the poem is about. Now, I know you're not supposed to end a sentence with a preposition, but I guess I did. Are you ready? All right, girls, here's the first one. The shepherds and sages adore and depart. She quietly ponders these things in her heart. Who are we talking about, Becky?
Mary.
Right. Boys, she came with Naomi to Bethlehem and learned that a widow may love again. Josh?
Ruth.
Right. Girls, she watched a princess find her brother. Then for his nurse, she brought his mother. Mr. Paul, I can't see who you're pointing at there. Pam.
Miriam.
Miriam, right. All right, boys. Two sisters. Now, I need two answers here. Two sisters kept at Bethany, a home where Jesus loved to be. Rabbi?
Mary and Martha.
Mary and Martha. Very good. Girls, this one's a little harder, I think. She came from afar, as with banners unfurled, to visit the wisest man in the world. Who came to visit the wisest man in the world? It's not too hard if you think about it. Do you know, girls? We'll give you a second or two. Do you know? Oh, Denise says she thinks of it, but she can't. Boys, can you take it? Todd?
Solomon?
No, you got the right story, but Solomon's not a woman. The answer is the Queen of Sheba, right? The Queen of Sheba. All right, boys, this is your question. The body of her Lord was gone, but he spoke her name in the Easter dawn. The body of her Lord was gone, but he spoke her name in the Easter dawn. Dave said he'd like to try.
Mary.
Mary, right. All right, girls, she threatened the prophet Elijah's head, but scavengers licked her blood instead. Oh, dear. Cammie.
Jezebel.
Jezebel is the answer. I thought I'd stump you with some of these, but you're doing pretty well. All right, boys, this is the last question. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you get a tie, unless the girls can answer, and then the girls will win. All right, boys. She won the crown of the Persian nation and saved the Jews from annihilation. Josh?
Esther.
Esther is the answer. Right. So we have four for the boys, three for the girls. So the boys are our winners today.
Yay!
Hey, before we go on with our music and then on to our good story, let me remind you that if you're not using Keys for Kids, you are missing out on a great daily devotional for kids. And incidentally, we're sending thousands upon thousands of them to churches who order quantities. Information about that is printed right inside our Keys for Kids books. We will also be happy to put you and your family on our mailing list to get a copy every other month as it is published. There's a scripture to read, a good story that helps you understand what the scripture's all about, a memory verse, a how about you section where we ask you to think about what you've read and apply it to your own life, and then a key thought to sum up the day's devotional. And it's yours free of charge. Oh, we do so much appreciate those who help us with the printing and mailing costs, but it is not necessary. Listen to what some others are saying about Keys for Kids. My name is Rebecca. I really like your Keys for Kids books. They inspire me to do the right thing and make the right choices. I like the games in the back, too. Thanks for writing Keys for Kids. Keep on writing them and keep on touching someone's heart. And here's one from a mom. Our family has used Keys for Kids during our family devotions for at least 6 years. Thank you for helping us maintain consistent, age-appropriate devotions for our children. To get your first copy of Keys for Kids to see if it's something you'd like to get as a family or in quantities for your church, here's where to write. CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Ask for Keys for Kids. Oh, you can also email us if you'd like, and here's that email address, keysforkids@cbhministries.org. And when you write, if you have a prayer request you'd like to share or a problem with which you'd like help, be sure to share that. We're here to help you all we can. In a few moments, it will be time for an important lesson to be learned from our story called Broken Shells. But first, let's listen to this good go-along-with-the-story song called Be Kind to Each Other.
Be kind to each other, so many I said. Be kind to each other and make the world glad. Be a friend. Be kind to each other wherever you are.
kids, it's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Roberta Rossi, is entitled Broken Shells. This past summer, for their vacation, the Martin family spent several weeks at the oceanside. The three Martin children felt the time went by too quickly. They had so much fun swimming, playing, and of course, making new friends.
I'm tired of building sandcastles. Come on, Laura, let's go find something else to do. Mark can finish this.
Okay, I am getting sick of trying to make this thing.
Well, if you didn't do them over 10 times, you wouldn't get so sick of them.
But they never look just right. I want my castles to look perfect.
They don't have to look perfect.
Oh, yes, they do.
Stop it, Mark. Laura, you can make them any way you want to.
See, Mark?
And Mark can make his any way he wants to.
That's all right. I want to do something different anyway. Want to go collect some seashells?
Yeah, me too.
Come on, then.
Look how far we've walked, and all we have are these few tiny shells.
Maybe we should try another spot.
Oh, I just remembered. I know the best place, and all the shells there are real big. That new boy Scott showed me yesterday.
Oh, Mark, how could you go with him? He's crippled.
And he doesn't even talk right.
Yeah, he sounds like a baby.
I know he talks funny, but he's real nice.
I don't care. I wouldn't want any shells he found. I can find better ones myself.
All the kids on the beach were laughing at him. He can't even say shells. I wouldn't play with him, Mark.
Well, that's silly. Just because he's different doesn't mean we can't play with him. And he did find the biggest and the best shells on the whole beach. If you think you can find such good ones, then go by yourselves. Just don't be surprised when you see mine.
I won't be, and no one is going to want to play with you either.
Yeah, go play with the baby. We better start home now, Laura. Mom will be worried if Mark gets home much before we do, and then he'll probably tell her that we don't like the handicapped boy.
Handicapped?
That's what my teacher said they were called. She said anyone who couldn't play like we do, because our arms or legs won't move the right way, was handicapped. She said we're supposed to treat them just like the other kids. But yesterday at the beach, everyone was laughing at Scott.
I know. At first I felt sorry for him, but no one else did. If Mark didn't always act so smart just because he's older, I would have gone with him.
Yeah, and all the shells here are little ones, and the bigger ones are broken. I don't want any of the broken ones.
Me either. Let's go. Mom, Mom, wait till you see the shells we found.
Well, you two are finally home. I was wondering what happened. Mark came home over an hour ago.
We were just at a different part of the beach.
Don't you want to see my shells?
Sure, bring them into the kitchen and we'll spread them out on the table with Mark's and see what you have.
Oh, look, Mark's shells are beautiful. They're so big.
Mark, you were right. These are the best shells. They look like the ones in the souvenir shops.
You could have gotten some.
Why didn't the three of you go together?
Didn't Mark tell you?
I told her to ask you.
Well, girls?
Mark wanted to go to the place that a new boy showed him yesterday.
And we thought the new boy was so strange looking that he'd never know where any good shells were.
Why did you think he was strange?
Well, he talks like a baby and he's crippled.
I guess just because he's different doesn't mean that much, does it, Mom?
God made him just like he made all of us. Pick up one of Mark's shells and look at it closely.
Oh, it's broken. It's missing a small piece at the edge.
And this one has a crack. Look, they all have something wrong with them.
Yes, they do. But aren't they beautiful anyway?
Oh, yes.
I only picked up the perfect shells at the beach today and threw the rest away. I guess that's what I do with people.
Me too. Scott doesn't look perfect, so we want to throw him away as a friend.
You know what the Bible tells us. We should love one another.
I think I forgot about that.
Did you know that in 1 Samuel 16:7, God said to Samuel, "Look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart."
Mom, I think I'll stop looking at the cracks and breaks on the outside and try to see people as God does.
Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. So said the prophet when little David for kingship was set apart. Vain is our strength and wisdom, if 'tis from God apart. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart. 'Tis well to have a pleasing appearance, a body with shoulders broad, but it's the heart that makes all the difference if it is not right with God. We should be slow in others condemning by what we have heard and seen. Only God knows the reason and seeth if honest a heart has been. Pain is our strength and wisdom, if 'tis from God apart. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh on the heart.
Well, let's take God's view of people. Let's look at the inside, not just at the outside. That is so very, very important. And remember, the Bible says, "Judge not, or you might be judged." Well, time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, we're here to help in any way we can. If you have a problem or a prayer request you'd like to share, you be sure to send that along with your letter. Here's where to send your request: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. Goodbye now. God bless you. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry.